This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at cattle for Monday, December 5th. Well, cattle markets were kind of mixed last week. We had the live cattle pretty much flat for the week. Front months were up 27 cents, but feeders had a good run, up 4.15. I'm sure part of that was the pressure in corn being down 25 cents, but feeder cattle getting a nice bounce despite kind of a lackluster performance in live cattle. For the lives, we had fairly wide ranges for the week, but it was, by the time all was said and done, we really weren't able to continue that upward momentum. And we did stall out at the first resistance level, and the market stayed there for about 3 days, and then just couldn't get beyond it. So from a seasonal perspective, we should be carving out a high, at least short-term high, in here for live cattle. And it does appear that that upward momentum has stalled out. For feeders, they managed to extend that a bit. We did take out the high from mid-November. We'll see what we can do, or right there anyway. We'll see what we can do with it. If the market fails from up here, then I think it confirms this just a big ABC type of correction to the upside. The fundamentals, of course, in the bigger picture, are quite bullish. You know, we've had a declining herd size for a few years now. Supplies of feeder cattle are getting tighter and tighter, and herd size continues to decrease. We continue to see cow slaughter be fairly strong. You know, all of these things contributing to just tighter and tighter inventories of cows, of a calf crop, and all this spells tighter beef production down the road. You know, that's a bullish situation, but when you look at the charts, you look at the seasonals, you would expect to see some sort of a pullback here, at least in the short term. In the cash market last week, we had the Fed trade around 156. That was unchanged on the week. Dress trade at 249 was up 4. Box beef values were under a fair amount of pressure on Friday. Choice down 364 at 250. Select was down 44 cents at 225. So the spread lost another 320. We're sitting at 2537. Movement was 107 loads. For the week, we had 695 loads moved. That's a pretty solid number. We got off to a slow start on Monday, but we really picked up the pace later in the week. So it's not the biggest number we've seen over the last few months, but it ranks right up there as a strong number. Slaughter rate at 635,000 head through Friday. That compares to the previous week of 509, but of course that was missing a day because of Thanksgiving. And last year, we're at 613,000 head, so that was up 22,000 over a year ago. The feeder cattle index was up 63 cents at 179.03. So again, I think short-term live cattle probably going to stall out here, probably get a bit more of a pullback. Feeders will probably get drugged down if live cattle do go lower. But I think feeders are going to be better supported, especially with, you know, the corn market appearing to break down. We're breaking out of support levels. It appears that we're starting a leg down in corn. That would be supportive for feeders. But I think short term, we've probably got a little work to do on the downside before we find some support and then start to work our way higher into the spring. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.